There are many commandments of Quran and Hadith in which Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned many things which are regarding our behavior with our fellow, Muslim, with those people who live in our society. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ بِئْسَ الِاسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَن لَّمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in this ayah three things. The first thing is that never ridicule each other, never make fun of each other, never joke with each other, because when we ridicule someone, we hurt that person, we hurt the emotion of that person. That's why it is haram, it is unlawful. The second thing which Allah mentioned here, that is, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't insult each other. Insulting each other is also haram, because that is hurting someone. When we insult someone, we are hurting that person. We are defaming that person in society. That is haram. And that defaming other people will damage our society. That will affect our society in negative way. Because insulting someone make that person humiliated in society. And that is totally wrong. That is violation of the rights of other people. The third thing which Allah mentioned here, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. And don't call other people with offensive nicknames. With offensive nicknames, don't call other people. As some people call other people with their nicknames, sometimes those nicknames are liked by those people. They don't mind those. They don't dislike those. So those are acceptable. There is no harm in that. But if someone feels hurt because of his nickname, so then we are not allowed to call him with that nickname. That would be offensive nickname. So that is not allowed. So these three things regarding the matters of muasharat, regarding the rights of other people, and Allah is mentioning in this place, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And if someone has committed that, so now it would be obligatory upon him to repent from that. And if he doesn't repent from that, then these people are transgressors. They are oppressor over other people. So now in the light of this ayah, we can understand that the matters of muasharat, sometimes those are first. The commandment regarding the matters of muasharat are obligatory upon us. We have to follow those. We have to act upon those. And if we violate those commandments, then we would be sinner, we would be transgressors, we would be oppressors over other people. And that is against the submission and obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded here.